The government are refusing to give any numbers, but we believe the number of people due to be returned to France amounts to only 6% of arrivals. And if 94% of illegal immigrants crossing the Channel get to stay in the UK, that quite clearly won't act as any deterrent at all, which is why migrants continued to cross just yesterday. I think there's another question about legal challenges. We know if migrants claim to be under 18, they won't get removed, and they can make modern slavery or human rights claims that will also prevent their return to France. So I suspect this will get mired in endless legal wrangling. So the Rwanda scheme never started because Keir Starmer cancelled it just a few days before it was due to commence without any kind of replacement plan. And that is why under this Labour government, we have seen so far this year a record level of illegal migration across the Channel. It's gone up by 50% compared to last year. Now, had Rwanda started, it would have seen not just 6% of people being removed, but close to 100%. And that really would have worked as a deterrent. Well, the Rwanda scheme never started, but had it started, and had we removed pretty much every person crossing the Channel, either to their country of origin or to Rwanda, then common sense tells you pretty quickly people would stop making the attempt. That is exactly what happened when Australia did something similar 12 or 13 years ago under Operation Sovereign Borders. But Keir Starmer cancelled that plan before it even started. And as a consequence, 2025, this year so far, has been the worst in history under this Labour government for illegal Channel crossings. Well, I've got some serious concerns about this. First of all, the French government will not be sharing any personal information about the people being sent here. So, for example, the French government might know they've got criminal convictions, they might be extremists, they might even be suspected terrorists, and the French government will not be sharing any of that information at all with the UK government. So we know effectively nothing about the people coming over here other than what they choose to tell the UK government themselves. I've got a second question, which is apparently when they come here, they've got 3 months to apply to regularise their stay. Well, what if that application is not successful? Are they then going to be returned to France? So I think a lot of questions for the government to answer.